That's it. Your praise is opening up the heavens. Your praise is attracting God to come into the place. Your praise is attracting God to come into the place. Just praise Him. A few more seconds. Out of your spirit, out of your heart, out of the bottom of your spirit. Come on, come on, come on. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen, amen. You guys can have your seats. Are you guys glad to be here? I hope so. I hope it sounds, we sound weird. We have hungry people here tonight. Amen. And say with me, Memshak. It was, the others were full of witchcraft and rebellion because you're disobedient. Say with him, Memshak. Say it again. Say Memshak. Let me read to you. I want to speak to you about the anointing of Memshak. We spoke about, we're busy with the spiritual substance series. And listen, last week, Sunday night, the glory of God came in the place. If you missed it, you missed God walking into this place. For those that were here last week, Sunday night. If you're more hungry, there can be a deeper dimension tonight. Are you guys with me? If you're more hungry, God can listen. There is no limitation. My God does not live in a box. He does not behave. He is not a God who, He misbehaves. He can come into this place any second. I'm longing for His glory. I'm longing for His anointing. When I was praying, even listen, I wanted to be here this morning and I couldn't, but I was praying till late last night and this morning, and I was praying and I was thinking, God, there's too much Ichabod taking place where the glory and the presence have departed. We need your presence. One thing, King David says, may everything be taken from me except your Holy Spirit. May everything be taken except your Holy Spirit. The presence, the glory, the presence, the anointing. My God, with that you can do, listen, money is not, it's not, you cannot even put it together. You cannot put materialistics. When you carry the anointing, one of my mentors told me that, many of you know him, Prophet Jubert Angel, he told me when he was sent out, and he's a mentor of mine in the prophetic, and he told me his spiritual father gave him an option, and he gave him $100,000 on the one side stacked up, and then he gave him a bottle of oil on the other side, and he put it on a table, and he said, I will send you out in some, but you can choose what you want as a gift. This or this. And he said, give me a time. And he walked out. And he said, when he walked out, an angel of the Lord spoke to him and said to him, take the money and put it behind the oil. And he said, first, he says, take the oil and put it behind the money. What do you see? He says, just money. He says, now take the money and put it behind the oil. What do you see? He says, I see the oil and the money. And he came back into the office and he said, give me the oil, not the money. Are you guys with me? When you carry the anointing, nothing is impossible. When somebody has the oil of heaven upon their lives, it will, as we spoke about last week Sunday, about the smell of God. Isaac said to his son, Jacob said to his, Isaac said to his son Jacob, who he thought was Esau, he said, because of the smell of my son upon you, it is because of the smell of the field that I smell upon my son. Because of this, I will bless you now. Are you guys with me? And delivered. Okay. Deliverance is going to be taking place every week, you're going to see. Watch, by the 13th of August, two Sundays from now, we're going to have deliverance night. And the smell of God. And I spoke about how what happens when we carry the smell of God. Jacob even tricked his own father to get a blessing and importation just because he smelled like his son. Are you guys with me? When you carry the smell of God, when you carry the anointing, you become a magnet for blessings. You become a magnet for job opportunities. You become a magnet for business, for things that will come to you. I explained to you how a magnet works. A magnet is one of the few things that can defy gravity. When a magnet is held above a coin will defy gravity and go up to the magnet. When you carry the smell of God, and I'm going to get into the Memshak anointing, you begin to attract things to you. Say with him, Memshak. Now the anointing, we can get into the anointing. The anointing is it comes from the word Christos, to be anointed, to be rubbed, to be smeared with oil. and it actually comes from if you study the anointing, it comes from where the Israelites would take, very back in the day, they would take their sheep, and they would take oil, and they would massage it into the sheep, so that when ticks came, because in those days a lot of ticks would be on the sheep, but when they would rub and massage the oil into the sheep, the ticks won't be able to sit on the sheep. When you're rubbed in, smeared by the anointing oil, what we call ticks is dead flies. The Bible says dead flies putrefy the ointment. Dead flies putrefy the oil from heaven. When you carry the anointing, dead flies want to come and putrefy, which is the enemy, which is the king of the prince of Beelzebub. And when we have the sheep, the ticks can't sit on it. As the sheep of God, as the flock of God, when you're rubbed in, the anointing means Christos. It means to rubbed, to be smeared, to be massaged into. There's three dimensions if you look into that Greek word of the anointing. The one is just a putting on. The other one is a rubbing on. But the other one is like a massaging into your body, where the anointing now gets into you. Are you guys with me? We've preached for many years that the Holy Spirit is within you or upon you. But there's a third dimension where he says, where the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is with you. So a person, you know, we teach you that the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost is upon you, and the Holy Ghost is with you. You get people that when they walk, they carry a presence around them. It's like if they walk into a place, if they walk into a house, it's like it just smells good around them. The presence of God, it is when the Holy Ghost is with you. Are you guys with me? So that is where we get the word anointing from. But now, in the Hebrew language, in the Old Covenant, there are different words also for the word anointing. One of the words is mimshak. If you go with me to, and again, I don't prepare, I just wrote these things down just before I came here. Because I get one word usually in the week. And we've gone through spiritual substances. How many of you were here kind of like when we're doing schematizo? How many of you were here? Epigaitso, kratos. The smell of God, ratson. Are you guys with me? Have we done ratson? Yeah, ratsa. When God said to King David, when King David said these words, he says, God has gave me all these things, and he has made me king over Israel because he liked me. The word like is ratsa. David is saying, listen here, God made me king over Israel just because he liked me. God can love everybody in this building, but there's some that he likes. Are you guys with me? God loves everybody. He sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross, because he so loved the world. But there's some that he likes. And just because he likes them, he blesses them and gives them. The thing is to carry the anointing, the ability to get the liking of God upon your life, the favor of God. Are you guys with me? So say with me, mimshak. Ezekiel, let's read you and see how it goes. Like I said, I don't prepare for Sunday night, so we just really go how it flows. Ezekiel chapter number 28, verse number, put me on from 13. Ezekiel chapter number 28, verse number 13. It says, you were in Eden. He's speaking of Lucifer. Ezekiel is getting a vision from God, and God is busy speaking to him about the king of Tyre and Lucifer. And there's a doctrine out now where they call it the Luciferian doctrine. I don't know what it is, but they believe that Satan, Lucifer, is not the same. And when the Bible speaks here of Lucifer, is not the same. And these are mainstream churches preaching it, and it's a lot of hogwash. When God was speaking and giving the prophetic word to Ezekiel here, he was speaking and using what we call the law of double reference, where God was speaking to the king of Tyre, but he was also speaking in reference to Lucifer. It's the law of double reference. So he was, the prince of Tyrus, when he was speaking it, and even in the book of Isaiah, we see the law of double reference coming into play, where he's speaking about a man, but he's also speaking about Lucifer in the same law. And if we miss this thing, our whole doctrine will be messed up. Are you guys with me? So here we see him speaking to Lucifer. And he's speaking to the prince of Tyrus. Sorry, I thought the king of Tyrus in Isaiah, the prince of Tyrus. And he's using the law of double reference. And he's speaking of Lucifer. He says, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, beryl, onyx, the jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and the emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels. I can't read. the workmanship of your timbrels. Do you know that you are the poem of God? Let me just show you something as we stop here. You know where in the book of Ephesians, I'm not going to get the scripture now. It says that we are the workmanship of God. If you take it in the Greek, it speaks of that we're how God has created us. But it is, comes from the word poema, which means where we get the word poem from. That when God designed and created you, it is like somebody writing a poem. Nobody knows what a poem means. The author has to tell you what the poem means. In the same way about your life, nobody will know what your life means. You have to get to the Creator Himself and find the purpose of your life. You are a poem of God. Are you guys with me? So workmanship. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes. He's speaking about Lucifer. He's saying, listen here. You were built out of timbrels and pipes. And you were prepared for, it was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the, say with me, the anointed. When I preached this, I had some preachers saying to me, this is now where they say, I go wrong. And I say, listen, I said, how can the devil be anointed? He doesn't know. Because I said one thing. I said, the devil is not so afraid of the anointing as what he is afraid of light. You will see if you take this out of the Amplified, how the devil was merchandising and trafficking the anointing in heaven. And that's why he was kicked out. That's why you will see many anointed people fall. Are you guys with me? But when you carry a light of revelation, where God comes and He speaks to you, I told you how to get light, three ways now to get light. And there's ways to get the light of God. When you get it, the devil, the Bible says the darkness could not comprehend the light. But yet Lucifer was the anointed cherub. There was nobody in heaven as anointed as Lucifer. If you study this thing in scripture, he was the anointed cherub who covers, say with me, covers. The word anointed there is mimshak. What we say mimshak in the Hebrew. The word mimshak, when it says you were the anointed cherub who covers. In fact, if you study that in the Hebrew picture, in the King James, it's beautiful. It says, who covereth. But if you study in the Hebrew, it speaks of a fluttering of his wings. That Lucifer was to such an extent in heaven that when he would open his wings would cover parts of heaven. And he would be the cherub that even covers the throne of God. Are you guys with me? That was his, how can I say, that was his function. He covered, it means expansion. I just want to take what I wrote here about the meaning of mimshak. Listen. You were the anointed cherub who covers. The word anointed means mimshak, means the word mimshak means, say with me, expansion. Say increase. Say spreading. So when Lucifer was the anointed cherub, he would expand, he would increase, and he would spread his wings like this over heaven, especially over the throne of God. He would spread it like this. He was the one who covers, and he would cover like that. But it is because he had the anointing of expansion. The anointed cherub that expands, that increase. Now we know the anointing is falling over. We know the anointing is goosebumps coming upon your body. But there's another anointing that is not the same as when it speaks of Christos in the New Testament. I'm speaking of a different expression, if I can say it like that, which causes expansion to take place in every area of your life, which causes increase and a spreading to go forth. Are you guys with me? When this, listen. Lucifer was so covered. It says that he was the anointed cherub who covers. He was so covered in this anointing that when he would walk, he would be so full of the anointing. The Bible says that the elders would bow down in front of him. That when he would walk, this anointing was so powerful that when Lucifer would be kicked out of heaven, when he began to rebel and he said, I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne above his throne. And he used the five eyes, Isaiah chapter number 14. And he kicked him out, that he still had power to take a third of the angels with him out of heaven. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. The anointing of Mimshak gave him such influence that he was still able to influence a third of heaven's angels and take them down. When the anointing of Mimshak comes upon you, you will have influence in your business. You will have influence in your ministry, with your friends, with your family. You will have influence and it will expand. People will follow you and want to be around you and they don't know why. I'm using from a negative to a positive. Is that okay? I'm not saying now, please, don't go and say, Leon says Lucifer's anointing. No. Remember, Lucifer was still kind of like Goodyear. Okay? So God never created the devil. He created Lucifer. And Lucifer was kicked out and his name was then became the devil. So God never created the devil. Many Christians ask, why did God create the devil? He didn't create him. God created Lucifer. So say with him, Mimshak. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going as the Holy Ghost leads. It means to expand. It means to increase. It means to take over wherever you go. You know, that's our saying at ECC. We take over wherever we go. Listen. God is into a form of, he wants your name to become great. We preach, and I've been preaching this for 10 years. We say double portion, double portion. God is releasing a double portion. And yesterday it hit me. I thought, but wait, why does God release a double portion? And I was thinking, okay, Elijah recently is a double portion to Elisha. But then something else came to me and I was reading. And Elijah never said, I'll give you a double portion. Elijah said, tell me what you want. And Elisha said, give me a double portion. If Elisha said, give me a triple portion, he would have gotten it. If Elisha said, give me four times what you have, he would have gotten it. Now we say God is going to put out a double portion. He wants to do more. That was Elisha's issue. That's not our issue. You can have much, much more than what Elisha had. You can have... Listen, say with me, revelation. You will get revelation at ECC. The word revelation is apocalypto. Apocalypsis. Apocalypto. It means apo, means to remove. Apocalypto. Calypto means the veil. It means to remove a veil. When you get married, we usually, in tradition, the woman would have a veil over their face. And when they would stand and their husband would take them, the veil would be lifted off. When we have the marriage supper with the Lamb and we get married to Him in heaven, our veil will be taken off. That's apocalypsis. But in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 17, I think, he says, for now we are beholding the glory of the Lord with an unveiled face. Which means that he's saying, listen here, right now there's the ability for revelation to take the veil of your eyes, to take the veil of your face. When I preach revelation from here, the veils are being torn open. Veils are removed, which means that you begin to see something that you didn't see. I was looking at a scripture about Elijah, and I was like, "This." Now we must be limited to double portion because Elijah had a small mindset. Elijah did 16 miracles. Elijah did 16 miracles. Elijah did 32 miracles. He had a small mindset. He said, just give me double of what you have. Now we as a church, we're stuck in that. And I just thought, I said, no. We were sitting yesterday at a business seminar. And some of the guys were with us. And there's like these 23-year-olds, Pastor Dion, that's like, they're billionaires. They own buildings in Dubai. They're believers. They love God. If you give them a mic, the one guy will prophesy. I mean, he loves God. And people yet will attack him. What are you doing with this guy? He's the youngest billionaire in South Africa. And I'm thinking these guys love God. They're 23 years and they're billionaires. They don't know what to do with their money. One group has called themselves the undercover billionaires. So they just, if they see somebody with an idea, they just give them a lot of money. They'll come into a church and just put 500,000 or a million down in a church like this. 23, 24 years old. And I thought, I sat there and I got very irritated. And I said, it is time for Mimshak, for expansion, for taking over. Because we're sitting in the church, we have the light, we have revelation, we have the Holy Ghost, we have the anointing, we have power, we have glory. We can do whatever we have the power of the blood. It is time to influence. Listen, God is here to make your name great. Say with me, greatness. He is here to, and I'll prove it to you now, the anointing of Mimshak will come upon you. When Mimsha come upon you, you will expand in everything. Even he will make your name great. So are you guys with me? Listen, listen, listen. Jesus started with 12 and he ended up with all of you. When Mimsha comes, there's an expansion, there's an increase. When Mimsha comes upon you, it covers you. Say with me, covers. Which means that now schematizo is coming into play. How many of you know schematizo? Schema? Okay. Philippians chapter number 3 verse 19, Paul says, who shall change this vile body of ours into a glorious body, that we will subdue all things under our feet? Who will change? The word change there is not metamorphosis, but it is schematizo, which means to put on a disguise. That word in the Greek is an instant thing that happens, where metamorphosis takes time. When I go through metamorphosis, Romans chapter number 12 verse 1, the transforming of our mind, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Matthew chapter number 17 verse 3, where Jesus is on the mountaintop and he was transfigured, metamorpho. It takes time, it's coming from the inside out. But now Paul is saying the changing, who shall change this vile mortal body into a glorified body? He was not only speaking of when we will die and get our glorified body. He was speaking there in the present tense. He said, who shall come now and place a disguise upon us so that our bodies and our lives can be changed, that we can begin to subdue all things under us? Schematizo, the word schematizo comes from the word scheme, where we get the word scheme from. It means to trick somebody, to put a disguise, and to be a spiritual pretender in a good way. Which means that when they saw Elisha, they said the spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha. When they saw John the Baptist came walking, they said the spirit and the power of God is upon John the Baptist. The spirit and power of Elijah is upon John the Baptist. He looked like Elijah. He talked like him. He dressed like him. He was schematized in Elijah's spirit. Are you guys with me? When the Holy Ghost come upon you, you can be disguised in him. You can be covered with him, that the enemy mistakes you for God. That's why they said by Acts chapter number 4 verse 13, what is this boldness that they preach you with? They must have spent some time with Jesus. Are you guys with me? Jesus and Judas, when Judas betrayed Jesus, he said to the leaders, he said, the one that they asked Judas, they said, listen, how will we know which one is Jesus? He said, the one I will go hug, you will know that he's Jesus. But wait, if I study the historical records of Jesus, they knew exactly where he was. They sent spies out to go follow him and take note. You can actually get those journals online. It's not canons of scripture. They knew exactly who he was. But now they're saying to Judas, who shall we know which one is Jesus? Because they knew that when they're going to look at the disciples would be so schematized that they would look like Jesus. That Judas had to point out, this is the one, this is Jesus. May you look like God. May you walk like him, talk like him, function like him. Because that's where your success is. You are made in the image and the likeness of God. Are you guys with me? Say with me, Mimshak. Listen, listen. Go with me, and I want to pray, and I want to minister to some of you. Listen, go through to Genesis chapter number 26, Genesis chapter number 26, verse number 13. And I'm explaining to you what Mimshak. Why do I use the Hebrew word? So that when you go out here, you know schematizo. You know Mimshak. You know Ratsa. You know Ratzon. You will still know Rayon. Genesis 26. Verse number... Verse number 13. And the man waxed... Wait. is a good offering message. I'll get it in 5 or 10 minutes. Wait. Verse number 13. The man began to prosper. Oh, wait. Put for me King James Version. I'll show you how to get the Mumshak anointing. And the man waxed great. God began to make him great. And he went forward. Say with me, great. And he went forward and grew. And he became, the Bible says, very great. So first God made him great. Listen, if God makes you great, how many of you know you'll be great? But the Bible is going deep and it's saying, and God even made him very great. Go for the next verse. It says, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and cars and houses. Flocks and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Once the anointing of Mimshak comes upon you and you'll be expanded and God will make your name great. Sit. Have a seat. I'll come back to this one. Oh, wait. Let me just think. Go for me to... Go for me to verse 11 of this one. Verse 11. Now, before we read here, so listen. The Mimshak anointing came upon King David. In one day, Samuel came to him, anointed him as king. From there, in one day, he went out to war with where his brothers were, killed Goliath on the spot. In one day, he married the daughter of the king. He became best friends with the son of the president, the king. In one day, he was given land and property and horses and chariots and everything that he wanted. In one day, because of the anointing of Mimshak that come, even your connections will become divine. Are you guys with me? Listen, when Mimshak came upon King David, he had now the covering to cover others. That even the son of the king, Jonathan, that became his best friend, was protected by David. That when Jonathan, the day when Saul said to Jonathan and was upset with Jonathan, said, you must cut this thing with David. And Jonathan, who was the best friend of David, said to David, I have to break my covenant with you. The day Jonathan departed, the enemy said, we have heard that Jonathan is away from David. Go and kill him. Your association will protect you. If you're not in the right place, not in the right area, if you're not in the right church, right association, the enemy can see it and the devil can see who carries Mimshak or not. I prophesy, if you are in ECC, you are under Mimshak. You are under the anointing. And the devil will not take you out. Stand to your feet. Everybody, say this with me. Say this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive Mimshak anointing right now. I receive the oil for expansion. I receive an encounter with God tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every single person under the sound of my voice. By the power of your Holy Ghost, by the word of a prophet, that every person that I lay my hands upon, that Mimshak will increase upon their lives, that oil will increase upon their lives, that there will be a manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ.